Because YouTube practices heavy censorship on free speech, I have to find a different name for these ones here. Although I have no problem at all with these people, but I don't want to get my film deleted. So I call them the jaywalkers, and I'm terribly sorry for this. We're just in a terrible dictatorship. I also call these ones here, and everything related to it, the Pink List Killers, as they appeal for violence and mass murder on entire peoples, as you can see here. It says, set faces to kill the patriarchy, and it really means kill the man. Which I explain in these videos in two parts here on my channel, Homeland Security. I have to do this because YouTube censorship machine has already taken my videos down for calling these two groups what they are and using their official standard names. Last year, 2019, we had Jeffrey Epstein. Before that, we had Harvey Weinstein. In the Belgian pedophile satanic child murdering of Dutroux and Fourniret, we had Bernard Weinstein. Larry Silverstein of 9/11. Brian Epstein of the Beatles. Liechtenstein for all financial crimes, and the Flintsteins, the Rolling Steins, and Roman Podolsky Stein. Well, that makes a hell of a lot of Steinsies and very much into satanic pedophilia and rape. So now all fingers worldwide are pointing to the jaywalkers, especially in the so-called nationalist movements. But there's not only the jaywalker Steins. There's also Liechtenstein, a Swaziland within Switzerland, ruled by the Prince of Octagon. There's even the castle Epstein in Hessen, Germany, which is not too far away from Gotha Coburg in Germany. Considering the involvement of Prince Andrew, the son of Queen Elizabeth, the second son, in the Jeffrey Epstein case. So the origins of Prince Andrew, the pal of Jeffrey Epstein, lay just next to the origins of Jeffrey Epstein and the Castle Epstein, all in Germany. Coburg is just around the corner from Epstein. You can see the House of Windsor was adopted in 1917 during the First World War. It was changed from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha because of wartime anti-German sentiment. Well, you'd rather say they wanted to hide it, eh? So Saxe is from the Saxons, eh? And Coburg is like Ka-Burg. Burg, it means a castle. It's all one bunch, people. It's the royal rapist. And because the German castle of Epstein is important to these pharaohs and the evil house of Saxe-Gotha-Coburg just around the corner, even the French Freemason author Alexandre Dumas wrote a book about it in the 19th century, entitled The Castle of Epstein. And we all know his most famous book, The Three Musketeers, of which, in fact, together with the young D'Artagnan, there were four. So the concept of three and four. So all initiated read immediately square and compass, with the three and four musketeers always saying, Unus pro omnibus, omnes pro uno, which is a Templar saying for one for all and all for one, and stands at the ceiling of the Swiss Parliament, of their octagon in the Alps, the base of all evil, the beast, So this is why you can even see it in the picture here. You can see here three swords here, and one is a little bit apart. You see, they're not. It's a difference. It's three and four, and all like here, all like sparking together. You know, meaning one for all and all for one. And why does it show even here in the picture with an almost Templar's cross, sort of, you know, also showing the four, you know, the four squares in it. And in blue for the war crown. And because it's a Walt Disney picture here, Walt Disney film, a Walt Disney, well, Freemason, eh? They're all in it, eh? But nobody's telling you, eh? I do. Yeah, so here it says, you know, the four musketeers, there are four of them, eh? And here it says underneath, all for one and all and one for all. It's all Freemasonry, Templar stuff. See the castle here, it's aristocracy, it's Pharaoh. And as Carlin said, it is a big club and you ain't in it. So here you got them both together here. Look here, the three musketeers and here the four musketeers, all for one and one for all. So this is probably the next series. They made a video out of it, eh? For them to understand and for us just for the distraction and all sorts of meanings, the distraction, right? Therefore, Alexandre Dumas was the favorite author of former French Freemason president Mitterrand, François Mitterrand, who had this big pyramid built in Paris at the Louvre, which you can see in the Da Vinci Code film. So behind Jeffrey Epstein, it's all Freemasonry by Pharaoh's nobility. You see here, they got a sort of a gathering on April 19th, 2020. That was a couple of days ago, eh? And look here, they put the G here, which you always see in between the square and compass. Here you got the triangle of death in black, just as in Auschwitz. And this is Acacia, always used by the Freemasons. You know? People, they've taken over our lands. And they've taken us hostage. They've taken everything. We have nothing. Nothing. We don't even have our freedom. We're all locked in. They can do with our children whatever they want. Vaccinations. We're prisoners on our own lands. By these bunch here. So here's some more pictures about Epstein, the Castle Epstein. Here you can read it. And so the origins are the aristocracy, it is Pharaoh, it is Freemasonry, it's not at all the Jaywalkers, or, you know, it is not. Yeah, the castle of Burgruine Epstein, it means castle ruins of Epstein. These are the ones, that they've always been raping our children and our women. Yeah, some more about Epstein. It says here the Count von Epstein. There's also the family von Epstein. And this is a falcon, which stands for Horus. And it's typically how a falcon is hanging in the air, you see. And they made the wings like, you know, you only need two more. One here, one here, one here. And you got the Templar's cross. You see that? These are the two sides of a Templar's cross. Look, Rotary Club, all Freemasonry. So here you got a postcard. Here's the actual castle of Epstein. These are the Templar symbols in the colors of the Templars in their crest or coat of arms. In red, it has the concept of three, and in white, there is the concept of four. That's why Alexandre Dumas, he was initiated, you know. They know it. It's all Templar Freemason related. So this is an interesting drawing here. The two circles, they form the Vesica Piscis, meaning one for all and all for one, like a chain. In the middle, there's the oval. That's why they call it the Oval Office. And this is Epstein aristocracy. I've shown you now, and I'll show you more. Bill Clinton ancestors, it's aristocracy. It's all related to one single English king. Make America Great Britain again. Eh? This one too is also related to royal British ancestors and to Nordic kings. Right, you got Prince Andrew from Gotha Coburg. Coburg is just around the corner from Epstein. It's Pharaoh. Having a stroll together, the house of Epstein and the house of Gotha Coburg. Going throughout history, still raping and children. Same thing they did when they were neighbors like hundreds of years ago or thousand years ago in the Middle Ages. Doing the same thing like 4,000 years ago in Egypt. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. Wake up, people. So here you can see the aristocratic German family of Epstein, with a town called Königstein right next to it, meaning the king's stone. So this here, Freiherr von Epstein, it means it's aristocracy. Freiherr, it means a free man, a free gentleman, which is a reference to the fact that all the rest, they were slaves. The Europeans, they're all slaves, it's all feudal. The only free ones is the aristocracy. So it's all leading to the aristocracy and not very much to the jaywalkers. And here you can see again the coat of arms of the castle of Epstein, with three red lines here, Templar V's. For the concept of three, and there are four here for the concept of four. And here the ball here, or the circle, stands for the compass, which is them. And it's all in red and white, Templars colors. Here, Epstein Adelsgeschlecht. It means a nobility bloodline. It means the house of Epstein, the Per Epstein. And just like Epstein, and from the same aristocratic branch, there's also the Freikorps Epp, the Munich National Socialist Hitler Militia, with a Freemason skull logo on their cars, as in Skull and Bones, the Freemason Lodge, and an aristocratic lion patch emblem on their uniforms. And all set up by the aristocrat General Franz Ritter von Epp. Here you can see his name, Ritter, then Franz Ritter von Epp, like Epstein. It's all the same branch, people, really. And Ritter, it means a knight in German, like here. So what kind of a knight, eh? With the death skulls and Templar logos. Well, a knight of the Knights Templars, of course. Here you can see him, Franz von Epp, Franz Ritter von Epp, Freikorps von Epp. Here you can see him, you know, with his octagon here, Templars cross here, Templars cross there, another Templars cross here. The lion logo of the aristocracy of the Freikorps von Epp. Of course he chose a lion. What do you think? And he's even got a red sash. Red for the old world order. The Per Tasser. The Lower Egypt. It's all pharaonic, people. Epstein, Epp. It's all aristocratic, nobility, pharaoh. So you can see it again in Wikipedia, Freikorps. So if you read Freikorps, the whole name is Freikorps von Epp. Here, 1919, with the Freemason logo. And all these, you know, all these dumb slaves, Germans or whatever, Europeans, all thinking, oh, it's Germanic, it's us, yeah. No, it was not. So right here, 1919, Freikorps von Epp. Here's the whole name again, Freikorps von Epp. Frei, it means free, and corps, it comes from the Latin corpus. It means, yeah, an army corps, yeah, an organization, a circle, a body. And von is aristocratic, yeah, and this is for like Epstein. It's from Eberhard, as I told you. Hard, it means hard, hard, and Eber is an Eberschwein, a wild boar. And you see here, the dumb slaves marching. Yeah, we're going to fight for ourselves this time. Yeah, let's go march for liberty. No, you didn't. And here, once more, another interesting pick. Hauptwerbeamt des Bayer Schützenkorps. Epp. Yeah, yeah. All this Epp. And Epstein is related to pharaohs, aristocracy, and hardly to the jaywalkers. So in the Jeffrey Epstein case, everything leads to pharaoh and their nobility doing whatever they please with their feudal slaves. He and pharaohs and his pharaohs even wrote a book, Ein Leben für Deutschland, in English, My Life for Germany. Now, would you believe that? I guess the jaywalkers love Germany more than these ones here. So all these Steins in the names not only apply to the jaywalkers, but even more to the aristocracy. Why? Because the worldwide pharaohs were the first in history to build their durable architectures, temples and pyramids in stone. And Stein in German means stone in English. Whereas the Europeans 2000 years ago were living in dirt huts called the roundhouse, made out of wood, earth and straw to hold it together. Therefore, the European white race are nothing more than bush negroids, living similarly as any African tribe in some dirt huts. Especially in the eyes of the Romans and their pharaonic elite, calling those European bush negroids barbarians, considering them as subhumans or animals that had to be dominated and destroyed. Rome Imperator. Here you can see the Romans killing the European bush negroids. I hope you can all see the Swiss cross here two times, because that's where they their first base in Northern Europe, right, with the with Saint Morris, and so they're destroying the Europeans. Pharaohs. And here again you can see the Romans with their pharaonic elite and leaders and generals killing the Europeans and conquering Europe, the bush negroids of Europe. The same thing they did in Africa with the American Indians, with the jaywalkers, with the Asians. It was not the white people who did this. They completely mixed with the whites. They did it all over the world, all over history, and it all comes from Pharaoh. And yeah, well, that was the end of Europe. You can see the genocide on the white race by Rome, by the pharaohs. Here, the wings of Ma'at, this is Roman. Now we only have to bow. And the same thing what they did with all other peoples in the world, in Masada, with the jaywalkers, American Indians, General Swiss General Custer, the squaw killer, in Africa, all the genocides, in Asia, 3 million people in Vietnam, Agent Orange. I mean, they might have a white skin who do it, but they raped our women, and they're not Europeans. All peoples in the world will suffer the genocide by the masters, the stone builders, the Steinzies, the Epsteins, the Silverstein, the Einstein, Weinstein, Bernard Weinstein and Harvey Weinstein. They're the stone builders. They do it. They're the ones. Pharaoh. I repeat, we white Europeans are just a tribe of European bush Negroids, being a solid reason for our masters to rape and torture our children out of a deep-rooted sense of aristocratic superiority towards their slaves by the stone builders, the Epsteins. And it was Pharaoh, their Romans, their aristocracy, and their Steinzies, stone builders, who built the first stone buildings in Europe, like aqueducts, viaducts, castles, and cathedrals. As if they were back home at River Nile, building their pompous and grandiose pharaonic temples. Therefore, there are hardly any castles in Europe from before the year 1000, and therefore the Steinzies, the Epsteins, and the stone builders. Before Napoleon, 200 years ago, people didn't have any surnames, and neither did the jaywalkers. So the first time the name Epstein appeared in history was related to Pharaoh's aristocracy in Germany, and not at all to the jaywalkers. And before that, the aristocracy took the name Epstein from their Germanic slaves, as Ep is short for the Germanic name Eberhard, which means wild boar and hard, or as hard and courageous as a wild boar, just as the Native Americans did, like wild wolf and the courageous wolf and all these sort of names. The Germanic tribes and the Celtic tribes, they had the same thing. We're all in the same boat. We all have the same enemy, which is Pharaoh, the Romans, the aristocracy, Swiss General Custer, the squaw killer. Same enemy, same procedure, all over the world. Therefore, in German, Epstein means the stone of the wild boar, probably a place where wild boars used to hang out, or where a wild boar got slain, or some pharaonic nobleman got miraculously saved by a boar, or some Nordic god of war, always depicted with a wild boar. The enemy within, the pharaohs, the aristocracy, they stole our identity as well. So, in the name Epstein, there's absolutely no reference to the jaywalkers, like a name like Moshe or Levi or whatever the names these guys have. So my guess is that Jeffrey Epstein is, and I say is and not was, Epstein is jaywalker nobility, like King David or King Solomon, who are of pharaonic origins. Therefore, Epstein, hanging out with the rest of Pharaoh's nobility, like Prince Andrew and Donald Trump, another aristocratic pharaoh of Nordic kings, the King of the North.
And mind you, in those days, and still going on today, the nobility raped the women around the castle through the jus primae noctis, thus making alliances with some of the raped women and making pharaonic half-breeds to serve the king or lord of the castle. In a way, and for things the normal European peasant just didn't have the intellect to do so. like providing more female material back then and today. And any jaywalker families around the castle of Epstein next to Gotha Coburg would get their daughters get raped in the castle as well, making bloodlines of the so-called intermediate slaves to serve in between the aristocracy and the people. So the nobility themselves didn't have to deal too much with those slaves, except for raping them and stealing of them. Nothing changed today. And look, Jeffrey Epstein is a Navy SEAL. Got a lot of medals, eh? Look at that, a Navy SEAL, eh? Stolen valor. Just like the other child rapists and their castles like Dutroux and Fourniery, etymologically from fournir roi, Fourniery, meaning to provide the king. These are the intermediate bloodlines we're dealing with here. So a profiler would say that the origins of the Jeffrey Epstein case are 99% aristocratic pharaonic and has nothing to do with curly hair, who are more interested in setting curls into their sideburns. If you look at the pharaonic temple in the style of Tutankhamun's mask on Jeffrey Epstein's Horror Island and Lolita Express, one can see the deeply rooted connection of the jaywalkers with the pharaohs, being their slaves for 430 years serving Pharaoh and his actual aristocracy, like jaywalker court providers as Bernard Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and all the other Steins. But it lays too thick on it as a thick layer of peanut butter sandwich propaganda by the Royal Tavistock Social Engineering. It's like Fred Flintstein going, "Oi, Bonnie, did you all see that on the Stein-plated newspaper what they chewed out for us and want us to see?" If you want to understand the Jeffrey Epstein case better, you have to understand yet another Epstein case, whom you can see here in the middle, Brian Epstein. And look at the pinky finger, the signet finger, meaning there is a bond of a secret society, or he's giving a message out. Brian Epstein was also suicided and probably never died either. Also having connections to Buckingham Palace, like Prince Andrew to Jeffrey Epstein today. And look at the image here of the Beatles. Three are apart and altogether there are four. I mean, why aren't they all on one line? Or, you know, because it's a concept of three and the concept of four. Just be up here. These three here got their hands down. And this one is different. Concept of three, concept of four. It's the same thing all over. They indoctrinated the minds of our youth with drugs and everything, you know. That's what it's all about. All messages, satanic messages in the music. And so forth. Brian Epstein was also a jaywalker and also suffered from sexual aberrations, like having himself an officer's uniform made and went cruising young lads in Liverpool's bars. Here you can see him in his uniform. Just as this clown here, as part of the essence of the Pink List killers, to dominate or to be dominated, to be on top or to be on your knees. Therefore, the officer's uniform, to dominate. Or like this clown here, also in a uniform and related to Mr. Epstein. Probably both Epsteins, eh? Here you got Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, look, it's a paratrooper. So here's a Navy SEAL. There's a paratrooper.
We should line them all up, people. Maybe someone can do it for me, because I don't know how to do it. To put this Prince Andrew in his uniform next to the Navy SEAL Jeffrey Epstein in his uniform, and next to Brian Epstein. Line them all up in one picture. The creeps. Look, and here he is with a Templar's cross, an octagon, and a blue sash over his shoulder, a pharaonic sash for the war collar. Ah, nasty stuff there, is he? Real nasty. So you can see him again, Brian Epstein with a guitar and a uniform. I probably had dozens of uniforms, eh? Go cruising, looking for young soldiers or in Liverpool. That's what he did. He even got arrested for it. Eh? So now, finally, after all these years, long time ago, since the 60s, 60 years ago, Homie Ross is finally telling you why the album was called Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, eh? And whose idea it was, eh? Just as the media are writing about Brian Epstein, oh, he was so lonely and he had a difficult life, you know, because he couldn't find his lover. And so this is the reason for why they called the album and all the uniforms, pink uniforms and all that, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. And the pepper, you know, it means horny, a horny sergeant, you know, looking for, from the Lonely Hearts Club Band, looking for another member with a signet pinky ring on his finger and all that, eh? So here's an interesting video on YouTube, the Brian Epstein story, full, you just punched in. And if you see it, I think it's like 1.5 hours, you'll probably see it in a completely different light after you have seen my film here. So I'm talking about the fifth Beatle, as they call them, and the man who made the Beatles, Brian Epstein, who got suicided at the age of, well, guess what? 33, an important Freemason number. Several days after he was released from a health clinic or a mental clinic called the Priory, and reference to the Knights Templars and their Priory of Sion, like the Elders of Sion, it's all Templars. So look at the logo, people. You see the R is different. And look at the O. Why is it in red? You know, Templars colors, red and white. And red is the old world's order. And it forms a circle. So there is the compass. So there must be the square somewhere as well. Or maybe the whole thing here where it's on, it is in fact a square. But these are not coincidences. So here you see the poor slave with his, they wrecked his brain here with with these words sitting here, the Priory. So they found Mr. Epstein at 33 years old in his fancy apartment here in Chapel Street, right next to Fockingham Palace. Brian Epstein from Liverpool, where they have a real strong and thick workers accent, but he spoke as if he was impersonating Prince Charles and his Lady Park her balls. And as the Beatles' manager, he was extremely rich, driving a Rolls-Royce car at the age of 33 only. A little jaywalker, wanting to be Pharaoh himself, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Same story. And well, Pharaoh just won't let that happen, does he now? The same for this jaywalker here, getting too big and too bold for Pharaoh to handle. So they shut her down politically. And without any doubt, other more drastic measures being taken, being discussed beforehand. So I'd advise her to be careful. where, what, and with whom she eats, and to drive an old Volkswagen without all the electronics to avoid hacking and to be accidented by Pharaoh. Also, not to have any power steering to avoid the Boston Brakes technique through which Lady Diana was accidented with. We tried to warn her, but she wouldn't listen. I think I explained that in this film here from my deleted channel Guri, which someone saved and re-uploaded. So this is not my channel. I don't know who that is, but I'm glad my film got saved. So here's the title. You can just punch it in. We are all slaves of Pharaoh's aristocracy in a still feudal system. Only some of the jaywalkers can serve the masters in a way no other slave can do, like providing young girls, because of their concentration of pharaonic genetics, which I've explained in my film, The Pharaoh Show. Whereas the white European slaves rather execute the warrior tasks for them and killing other slaves in the colonies all over the world. So we really are no better than the providers. Like in By Appointment to Her Majesty the Queen. And we all serve the pharaohs in one way or another. Whether you are a jaywalker, a Germanic warrior, a Muslim, Asian, African, or whatever. All these children disappearing is all related to the youth elixir these vampires extract out of 3 months old embryonic cells to rejuvenate themselves, as I've explained in this video here. So here's the title, it's on my other channel. Now, let's put this into perspective. In France, all the jaywalkers are massively leaving France because of the massive attacks by 10 million Muslims living in France. Terrorist attacks, murder, assassinations, torture, being spit on, verbal threats, etc. So France will be free of the jaywalkers very soon, considering the tendency of the statistics. And I even met many real European Frenchmen who even repeated to me the same things with which the Arabs at work, at sport, or in the neighborhood indoctrinated them with. And before the Arabs, all these ideas come out of Switzerland and their grey eminences of Octogon, which I've already explained to you. Because this is the alliance of the Templars with the Caliphate to merge us into one big Eurabia. And again, personally, I have no problems with Muslims and meet very many nice and helpful Arabs and Turks in France. I have a problem with Pharaoh, the masters, or Firaun in Arabic, and their base in the Alps, who play us out against each other, as I like logical thinking and concrete proofs. I'd like to ask you one simple question. Why would the jaywalkers, if they'd be the alleged masters of the world on all key positions, why would they massively invite their momentarily biggest enemy, the Muslims, by the millions, making them even have to flee their own homes and country and run for their lives? This means that Nazis and the Islamofascists are lying, because it doesn't fit, it doesn't make sense at all. So use your brains, folks, and don't have yourselves led by emotions through which the talented actors are trying to play you with. I am not a jaywalker, and I don't want to become one either, because I'm me, and there's nothing that fits me. I just want justice for all of us, and Pharaoh with their octagon Swiss Nazi Templars to stop their lies and crimes against humanity. Just look how these ones here of the worldwide Per'ah of Pharaoh, how they are happy and smiling, with all finishing according to plan. In Revelations 13:3 it says, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound, and all the world wondered after the beast." I'll tell you what it means. The beast is Switzerland of the Knights Templars, who were deadly wounded by the King of France, who burnt the Satanic Templars at the stakes, but rose again as a phoenix out of the ashes of the stakes, and became the marvel of the world with their wealthy Templar banks and their super rich, super organized, clean and neutral base of the beast in the Alps. Switzerland, the base of all evil.